వందేహం శ్రీగురు.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, third chapter, text number 2, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 20th of May, 1972, in Los Angeles, California.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
I think last verse he did not read the purport. He read the purport of the last verse. Evametan nigaditam pristavan jad bhavanamama ninang jan miyamanana manisheshu manisinam. Read the purport.
Purport. In human society all over the world, there are millions and billions of men and women, and almost all of them are less intelligent because they have very little knowledge of spirit soul.
This is our challenge, that there are millions and trillions of men and women all over the world, but they are not at all intelligent. This is our challenge. So, the Krishna consciousness movement may be taken by others as crazy, or we challenge that you are all crazy. And therefore we have got a little book, who is crazy? But they are thinking that these seven-headed boys and girls are crazy. But actually they are crazy, because they have no intelligence. Why? May they not know what is spirit soul. This is the animal consciousness. Dogs, cats, they think that the body, they are the body. Jashatma buddhi kunapiti dhatuki sadhik kalatra disubhavama ijyadhi jatitha buddhi shalile na karhiti janesu avigneshu saiva gokhara. Gokhara. Go means cow and khara means ass. A person who is bodily conscious, I am this body. So 99.9% of the whole population of the world, they are like this, I am this body. I am American, I am Indian, I am African, and these, and they are fighting, just like cats and dogs, they fight, I am cat, you are dog, I am cat. So this challenge that you are all rascals, it is a very strong one, but actually that is the fact. That is the fact. It is a revolutionary movement, we are challenging everyone, that you are all set up asses and cows and animals, because we have no knowledge beyond this body. Therefore it is said in this purport I have specially meant, because they have little knowledge of spirit soul, all of them are not intelligent. I have spoken with big professors in Moscow. The gentleman, Professor Kotovsky, he said, Swamiji, after death there is nothing, everything is finished. And he is one of the big professors in the country. So, this is the defect of modern civilization, that the whole society is being governed by cats and dogs. Actually. So how there can be any peace and prosperity? It is not possible. Andhāyathāndhī rupaniyamāna. Blind man leading other blind man. If one has eyes to see, He can lead hundreds and thousands of men. Please come along with me. I shall cross the road. But if the man leading, he is himself blind, how he can lead others? Andha jathan dhari rupani yamana. The Bhagavat, there is no comparison. There cannot be. This transcendental science. Andha jathan dhari rupani. Te pisa tantra urudhamni vadhya. Pisa tantra. These blind leaders, they are bound up by the laws of material nature and they are giving advice. What advice they can give? Then, what?
Almost all of them have a wrong conception of life, and they identify themselves as a gross and subtle material body, which they are not, in fact.
This is their, less intelligence. Everyone thinks that I am this body, or little farther off, one thinks, no, I am not this body, I am mine. There are two bodies, one gross body, made of this physical element, earth, water, air, fire, sky, and another, just like salt and coal. You have got your coal, and within the coal there is salt, and within the salt you are. This is a gross example. Similarly, we have got this gross body, and when the gross body is finished, then I keep myself in this mental body. That is called ghostly body. The ghostly body means one who is living in the subtle body. Ghost is a fact, it is not fictitious. So, this subtle body carries me to another gross body. That is called transmigration of the soul. I must have some vehicle. The subtle body, gross body is finished. That is gone. Now, the subtle body is there. Therefore, my mentality will create another gross body. If I am dog mentality, then I will create another body, dog's body. And if I am God mentality, then I will create another body like God. This is the process. So, everyone has got full liberty. How, what kind of body he is going to get next? So, if you keep yourself in Krishna consciousness, that consciousness, subtle body, then you are sure to get next life. If not, in Vaikuntha, at least you get a high standard life. That is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Suchinang simatang gehi yuga bhrashta sanjayat. Yuga bhrashta. Bhrashta means fallen. Fallen. Suppose we are executing Krishna consciousness and some of our students are going away. So that is called bhrashta. Fallen. I could not continue. So, one who could not continue by his ill luck, he is also not loser, because he, but that slight Krishna consciousness will help him to get another human form of body. That is guaranteed. Ordinary man, they do not know what kind of body they are going to get. They are in darkness. But it will be decided at the time of his death according to the mentality. God is so kind. Whatever you want, He is giving. Jejathamang prapadyante tang sutaiva bhajama. Whatever you want, you take. He has given you full liberty. Because we have come to this material world to enjoy. Enjoy means sense gratification. And sense gratification standard is according to the body. A king's body, he sends gratification, and a hog's body, he sends gratification. They are different because the bodies are different. A king cannot take anything which is not very nicely prepared, and a hog is satisfied with stool. Why? A different body. Deha yogina dihinam. There are the whole thing is sense gratification. Here, anyone who has come in the artha arthabhadina, their only aim is sense gratification. That's all. Anyone, beginning from Brahma down to the end, material life means a desire for sense gratification. They are fallen because they wanted to gratify their senses. They cannot remain in Vaikuntha world. In the Vaikuntha world, only the one, the Supreme Lord, his senses should be satisfied, not anyone's else. That is called bhakti. The process is sense gratification, but if you want your sense gratification, that is material. And if you want to satisfy Krishna's sense gratification, then you are spiritual. So anyone who wants to gratify his senses, personal, he is pushed here in this material world. Now, according to different karma, you create your field, just like ordinarily, everyone is working in Los Angeles, hard, day and night, but somebody is poor man, somebody is rich man. Why? According to karma, one is intelligent enough, he can do things very nicely, he is getting more money. The field is open for everyone. It is not the government is giving a special facility for somebody and he is becoming rich, and another man is forbidden to use the government facility, therefore he is becoming poor. No. It is not that. Government is giving facilities everyone equally. You become educated, you become high court judge, and if you become criminal, then go to jail. So, similarly, God, he is equal to everyone. Samoham sarvabhuteshu. There is no discrimination. How he can be God? God has not made all these different types of bodies. You have made, we have made. I want to become a dog. God has given me facilities. Take this dog's body. Prakitekriyamanam immediately orders material nature, give him a dog's body. That's all. If I want to have a tiger's body, nature will give me that tiger's body. So it depends on my what? Sakarma vi. But either I'll have a tiger's body, a dog's body, or a Brahma's body, or ant's body, all of us are fallen. Patita. Patit. Patit means fallen. Because this is not the proper life. You'll have to change. Sometimes you are Brahma, sometimes you are hog. Up and down. Up and down. Therefore, the one who is intelligent, he has no more. Arna koriya mone asa. Narottam Das Thakur said, no more desire. Simply surrender to Krishna. If you go on desiring, you can desire. You are full at liberty. But desire means you have to accept different types of body. That is, you cannot make any permanent settlement. That is not possible. And that is also your fault. Because suppose you are posted now in a high post, Mr. Nixon, but you cannot keep the standard. He will come in some scenes. Then next life he'll have to become something else. This is going on. Kabu shat ke kabu na. Therefore, the Kurmis, they are all non-intelligent. Their intelligence is not. The only intelligent person is he who has completely surrendered to the lotus feet of Krishna and engaged in his service. He is the only intelligent. And all are rascals. That's all. This is our conclusion. Anyone, let come. We shall prove it. Let anyone come, either the Kurmis, Jnanis, Yogis, anyone. We shall prove that you are rascal number one. This is our challenge. If he is a sane man, he will understand that he is a rascal. Otherwise, he will fight unnecessarily. Therefore, we do not say directly such harsh words that you are a rascal. But we should know at least that they are all rascals. At least we should know. They have no intelligence. Because they are entangled. Just see this list. Hear it. Brahma Vachasa Kamastu. Brahma Vachasa means those who are desiring to become one with the effulgence, to merge into the effulgence of the Lord. Vachasa. Vachasa means the effulgence of Krishna. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadannakoti. Just like the sun and the sunshine. Similarly, Krishna is the supreme Brahma and his effulgence is called Brahma Jyoti. So, these jnanis, they are desiring to merge into the Brahma effulgence. Therefore it is called Brahma Vachasa Kamastu. And kama means desire. Therefore, they are still desiring. They are fed up with these ordinary desires. Ordinarily, they are desiring, I shall become rich man, I shall become minister, I shall become this, I shall become that. And they are also desiring to merge into the effulgence of Krishna. That is also desire, kama. The word is explicitly said, kama. Kama means desire. That is also sense gratification. To become one with God, it is also sense gratification. When he fails to become the greatest personality, he then desires, now let me become one with God. One with God means he thinks that he will be equally expert as the supreme enjoyer, because God is supreme enjoyer, hopta. So he could not enjoy life separately. Now he wants to mix with the body of God. Therefore, that enjoyment is there. The propensity for enjoying is there. He failed to enjoy, keeping himself separate. So he wants to mix with God. Just like the politicians, whenever there is some political movement, they take some part. Their idea is that if I become somehow or other little prominent, important, I will have a minister's post. That's all. It is a fact. They do not care for country's welfare. No. There is no such question. Their only ambition is, let me mix with these political parties growing just like in our country. There are so many parties. Recently, Indira Gandhi's party became powerful. So, all other men giving resignation from other party, they took into the party of Indira Gandhi. So, there, it is like that, a merging into the existence of the power. So the frustrated Kurmis, when they do not find any happiness even by becoming the greatest or the topmost person. He wants to become one with God. Therefore it is said, Brahma Vachasa Kamastu. Brahma Vachasa means effulgence. But it is kama. There is not a kama. And a devotee is a kama. There is no kama. He has no personal desire. His desire is only to remain eternal servant of God. That's all. That is his position. That is not desire. That is his actual position. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, na dhanang na janang na sundaring kavitang ba jagadish kamahi. Kamahi, this kama. I have no more desire for riches. God means they want money. Na dhanang na na janang, or they want many men to follow, followers, they create party by political agitation. So na dhanang na janang, and another desire is to have very nice, beautiful wife. These are the material desires. To have enough money, enough followers, nice wife, but my life is now fulfilled. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu denies all these nonsense. Na dhanang na janang na sundaring kavitang va jagadisa kam. I don't want all this. So just try to understand the position of Krishna conscious person. They have nothing to do with all this nonsense. Then what is our position? But because no, not this, not this, not this, then it comes to zero. No. Mama janmani, janmani, shari, bhavata, bhakti, rahituki, the positive bhakti. Not zero. We make all this nonsense zero, but we come to the positive fact. The fact is I am eternal servant of God. But that is fact. I am forgotten now. Therefore I am desiring so many things. So come to the fact. Come to the fact. Actually, they are in fact. Just like what is called outlaws. Outlaws, they say, we don't care for government. But what is the loss of the government by such declaration? That outlaw is put into the prison house and is captivated and given all sorts of trouble. That the outlaw's gain is to put himself into trouble, that's all. The government does not do anything by the so-called declaration of the outlaws that I don't care for the government. That is the idea. Similarly, those who are declaring, what is God? We don't care for God. I am God, I am everything. So they are creating their own hell, that's all. God has nothing to lose, nothing to gain. You go to hell according to it. But because you are part and parcel of God, Krishna, he's not very happy that these rascals are going to hell. Therefore he comes. My dear boys, why you are going to hell in this way? Please surrender and come home. But these rascals will not hear. Abhajananti manga murha manasim tanuvasidam. Why shall I surrender Krishna? He is an ordinary man. I am also as good as Krishna. Yes, therefore they are less intelligent. They have no intelligence. Then, what?
In this situation, in this different, high and low position, in the relation of human society, but one should know definitely that unless one inquires about his own self, beyond the body and the mind, all his activities in human life are total failures.
That's all. If he does not care to know what he is, what is his position, But he cannot know it because he has already accepted this. I am this body. The body will be finished. Either it will be burned or buried in the ground, or some animal will eat me. That's all. So with that, everything will be finished. So therefore, with this understanding, whatever he is doing, it is simply failure. Because the basic principle of understanding is wrong. He does not know that I am creating my next field of work. That he does not. The Bhagavad Gita informs us, idam sariram kaunteya. What is it called? The field. This body is called field. What is that sloka? Can you remember? Idam sariram kaunteya khetra iti abhibhiyati. Khetra means field. Field. Just like you want. You play on the field. So you are not the field. You are not the field. Because you are working on the field or you are playing on the field, it does not mean you are field. But these nonsense, these rascals, they take it, I am playing on this field, therefore I am field. No, that what Krishna says, particular, idam sariram kaunteya khetra iti avidhiyati. Khetra, it is field. That is a field of activities, we say. So every individual soul is given a chance of field of activity. So this is a field, now you can act. This field, this body, human body, is very nice field. Here, by acting, you can understand your real position. The other field, the dog's field, he has got a body. But that body is not very good to understand himself. So idam sariram kaunteya khetra avibhiyate. So one who does not know that this body is my field of activities, I am not this body. Therefore, without knowing the real fact that he is not body, he is simply working, that means it is failure. Parabhava. The Sanskrit word is called parabhava. Parabhavastavat abodha jata javanna jijnasatva atma tattam. Parabhavastavat abodha jata. Every one of us is born abodha. A means not, and bodha means knowledge, without any knowledge. That's a fact. If you are born with knowledge, then there was no need of sending the children to school. There is no need. He is born. No. Everyone is born rascal. That is different. And therefore he has to be trained. So in the training is simply how to eat more, how to sleep more, how to have sex life more, and how to defend more. That is animal training. But if the training is how to know God, how to know your relationship with God, that is real training. That chance is in the human form of body. So if a human being does not take this chance, this facility, then his all activities are failure. Simply for nothing, he wasting time. Failure. The information is there. Simply, the inquiry should be. The Vedanta Sutra, therefore, first aphorism, athāta brahma jijñāsa. Jijñāsa means inquiry. Now it is opportunity for inquiring about the self. Now means this human form of it. A dog cannot. So therefore, Vedanta Sutra begins. Athāta brahma jijñāsa. This is the opposite. So unfortunately, people are not given the opportunity, facility. In school, college, they are simply giving more, become mechanics. How to deal with instruments, iron instruments, big institution for technological understanding. Where is this technology? Why a dead man is dead man? Why don't you give some mechanical power so that he can come out again? Where is that technology? You know the technology. When a motor car is stopped, you know the technology, how to start it again. But you do not know this technology. When this motor car, this body motor car will stop, you have no technology to start it again. Then where is the perfection of your technological institute? You are missing the real point. Therefore, abodha jata, everything is failure, all technology failure. Failure, simple failure. What is the use of? You do not know real technology. Therefore it is failure. But the informations are there. If we are intelligent enough, then we can take there. What is this? Why a dead man cannot be revived into life again? Then what is the fact? But nobody wants to die. He wants to continue. Why he becomes old? Old means burning. Just like the, what is that, yellow light. Now please prepare for the red light. So, this is coming, you stop this. Technology, where is your talk? Technology. But the information is there. Bhagavad Gita. तथा देहांतरं प्राप्ति धीरस्तत्र नमयति. And as you have changed so many bodies from your mother's womb up to the point of death, so you are going to change another body. Therefore any sane man will go, oh, then what is that body? What kind of body I am going to get? That is intelligence. That is intelligence. And he does not know. He dies like cats and dogs, then he spoils this whole life, human form of life. This is why. Have some gift.